On today's show, we have another crossover episode with Javier Reyes, part two of my talk with him, continuing to talk about teams spending money, getting clowned on it for no reason, and a lot of talk about Jurickson Profar, and will he come back to Texas? All that and more on this episode of Locked On Rangers. Let's get into it.
You are Locked On Rangers, your daily Texas Rangers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
You are locked onto the Texas Rangers. I'm Bryce Patrick, a cripplingly addicted Texas Rangers fan since 2010, the founder and host for all four seasons of this Locked On Rangers podcast. Thank y'all so much for making Locked On Rangers your first listen every single day. If you're not already, you can follow me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. You can follow the show at Locked On Rangers. Subscribe on YouTube, where the best way you can help grow the show is to comment any single thing below. On today's show, we are continuing our talk with Javier Reyes about these two teams who are getting clowned on for spending money and not winning World Series and why that's silly, a little bit about World Series odds, and of course, Jurickson Profar, the former Ranger and Padre, and will he sign with either of those teams? But first, this episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. Now, without further ado, here is part two of my talk with Javier Reyes of Locked On Padres. I don't know. I feel like the Rangers being in the same boat as the Giants is like, the Rangers are in a better place than the Giants, I think. I mean, the Giants have had like a decent offseason, but like it was just so devastating, like not getting the two biggest guys on the market. I think that's a really, really big thing to miss out on. And Grant, I do like their moves. They're like fringe moves. It kind of pissed me off that they signed the left fielder who hasn't played in like 2 years, who was formerly on the Mets, whose name I can't think of right now.
Michael Conforto.
Yeah, that's the one. I really wanted him. I thought the Rangers were going to go get him.
I think the worst kept secret of baseball this offseason was Michael Conforto. I think every single team wanted him. They were like, this dude just missed a year for dumb reasons, basically. Like,
well, he had shoulder surgery, and it was a question of, like, is he going to play left field? And, like, the Boris, like, stringing them. Because Boris was trying to get him signed last year, and everyone's like, nah, this guy isn't playing. Like, you know he's not playing. And there's some weird stuff going on with left fielders now. But I kind of wanted to circle back to our original topic of just, like, I listed out all the big contracts that both of our teams have dealt out in the last couple of years. And, like, for all the I don't know, hullabaloo that's been made of it, like, at least my team, like, neither of these teams have, like an insane amount of like massive, massive, stupid big contracts. So I'll read out all the ones the Rangers signed. These are all deals that are $100 million plus that both of our teams have signed in the last 3 years, 4 years. I don't know since whenever Manny Machado signed. That's the first one that I did in this list. Anyway, the Rangers have three. They have Corey Seager, 10 years, $325 million. I feel like that's a fair deal. I mean, he was fine last year. Marcus Semien, 7 years. $175 million. It's probably going to look bad at the back half. I mean, so is Seager's deal. And then you have Jacob DeGrom, 5 years, $185 million. Best pitcher on the planet for the last 4 years when he's healthy. Hope he's healthy. Medical look good. And that's it. That's it. Those are the three big contracts. The Rangers are in a massive market. And they're still, like, they just now, with the, like, four other pitchers that they signed, they literally redid their entire rotation in one offseason. Like, now they're finally back in the top 10 of payroll, which, like, last year, even with those two massive signings and John Gray, who was a, you know, medium signing, they were still, like, I think in the bottom half of baseball in terms of payroll. And then we look at the Padres. They have, in order of money, Fernando Tatis Jr., 14 years, $340 million. That's a good chunk of change for a very good place baseball player. Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million, which he could opt out after this year. He might, but I still don't think he's going anywhere besides the Padres, as despite what Mets fans are saying about them getting Ohtani and Machado, which just, like, whew, boy, calm down, Mets fans. And they have Xander Bogaerts, 11 years, $280 million. That's a big chunk of change, but I think he's going to hold up and at least be a pretty darn good hitter, even by the end of that deal. And then you have Joe Musgrove, 5 years, $100 million. Like, this is not, like, I don't know, like, 2002 Yankees that just like spent on literally everybody. Like, I don't see any deals that are like Jacoby Ellsbury deals. Like, these are all pretty good deals that, like, I think all these guys are going to hold up. Like, I mean, DeGrom's got some questions, obviously. Simeon's going to be like 38 by the end of the contract. Seager's going to be like 38 by the end of his contract as well. And Bogaerts probably isn't playing shortstop in like 3 years, maybe 2 years. But like, all these guys are still really solid, good players. Like, I don't really see. And then obviously the big old trade for Juan Soto, he's probably going to hit free agency, but still got, what, two more full seasons of him?
I think that, in fairness to my earlier thing about, you know, that we can't just pretend that we know what's going to happen. For all we know, Xander Bogaerts might not be any good after 4 years, et cetera, et cetera. We already saw, you know, the Padres have a history of signing big-time players that then become pretty useless pretty quickly. One of them who is now currently on the Chicago Cubs.
Can you say his name now? No, he's not on your team.
I
can't say
his name, Eric Hosmer. I can't.
I don't know that my listeners know about your whole beef with Hosmer not saying his name.
Oh, my hottest take, honestly, is that, like, aside from Soto, the best move they've ever made was getting rid of him. I don't even care if, like, I don't even care if they're still paying him. I just wanted him off my team so bad. But with both of our teams.
I've been there, man. I've been there.
Look, and don't get me wrong, they could go bad and just the way, but I just think that, one, hey, a lot of people probably would have thought that it was dumb last year because they said, oh, well, the Giants are going to be in front of the Padres. And it's just, things change year to year. Bryce, to be honest with you, I think the Rangers might finish better than the Mariners next year because I like their rotation a lot. And
it's
Mariners
deep,
just kind of looked at this really big free agent class and they were like, yeah, nah, we're good with J.P. Crawford. So that's cute. I hope that works.
No,
out
they got – who'd they get? They got A.J. Pollock. So –
yeah, they got AJ Pollock, they traded for Teoscar Hernandez. The types of moves
they did that make
baseball nerds happy because they aren't these giant, uncomfortable, scary contracts.
I don't,
you know, like it's like the Grim Reaper coming your way, but
don't tell anybody, but I think that's entirely possible. But I don't want to like talk trash on the Mariners because they're so high on you know, their one playoff appearance and, you know, winning two whole postseason games.
This is really funny. I like it. Let's beef with the Mariners, man. I'm ready. Let's freaking do it.
We're going to get into the rest of this podcast. But first, this episode is brought to you by FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are here, and we are really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they are the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all of your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out for your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. And now, here's the rest of my talk with Javier. I'm ready to have beef. I had a lot of really great will towards like Mariners fans for like, oh, they're lovable losers. And I had a friend who like worked in social for them this year, and then she doesn't work for them anymore. And then like Mariner fans are like, oh yeah, we're the great, we're the dynasty. Whatever. I was like, okay, wow, yeah, y'all just really got ahead of yourselves.
Look,
real
don't get
quick.
Me wrong. I get it. If it taken me,
I already declared my official beef with Locked On Mariners. Love those guys, but I've declared official beef. I don't know if they listen to the podcast.
They're all right.
They're good people, but I, you know, like it's fun to have some beef, like some sports beef with like absolutely no real life consequences. But before we get out of here, there is one guy who I want to talk about. I did mention AJ Pollock, a guy who I wanted for the Rangers to have. And for the last, like, basically since the news of the last Rangers pitcher signing, I have been like, all right, the Rangers need to get a left fielder and a bullpen arm, and mainly a left fielder. And I have just been going back and forth through all of that. And there is one left fielder who is on the market who's been on both of our teams, who is very near and dear to both of our hearts, and that is the first prospect I ever loved, the man who made me love prospects, who I slightly spite him for, because it's broken my heart ever since. But I've never given up on him. That is one Jerickson Profar. Why is this man not signed yet to a massive deal? I'm so confused, man. I'm so confused.
Profare, man. Profare. That's how I always say his name. I don't know why I add that to
it. He's from Curacao, man. He's not from Italy.
I don't know why I do that. I still don't know why I do that. I know how to pronounce his name. It's just that it's like, I don't know why I shout that, whatever he does well. It's like how I say Springer for George Springer. It's like just one of those random things that I've added to a player. Anyway, look, with Profar, I don't know what's going on exactly, because in theory, this is like a player that should be really interesting. He's like a 2-3 win player. I think that his defense might get a little bit overvalued, just because I think a lot of it, and I'd have to check on this, might have been due to just an obscene amount of outfield assists that he had in like the first month.
Yeah, his outs above average were not good last year.
Yeah,
like according to Baseball Savant, but like,
and there was a point when he was good, but I think that's because early on in the season he threw out like 7 guys. You know what I mean? Like, and I think
him throwing out guys, like, of a guy, I'm sure you know his story, and maybe I know Rangers fans do, maybe the rest of Padres fans don't know, but this is a guy who's a former, like, number one overall prospect. Like, you see what Francisco Lindor is doing? That was supposed to be Jerickson Profar. Like, he was that. Mm-hmm. He was a switch hitter playing elite defense with great on-base skills and a decent power numbers. And he had this shoulder injury in 2014, the year from hell for the Rangers. And that whole, like, 2010 to 2016 run, that was the one year the Rangers, everybody was hurt and everything went to crap. And Profar was out for the season. And then that was the year that they traded Ian Kinsler for Prince Fielder, because like, oh, Jerickson Profar is going to be here in second base alongside Elvis Andrews. And then like, he had another shoulder injury. He just like was never the same. And like, he basically had the yips with Oakland, and like, that's why he moved to the outfield. Like, he just could not throw from second base. And the fact that he's like throwing it all, like his arm is still attached and he's still doing good baseball, like, makes my heart really happy. But like, if this is the offensive player you're supposed to be, maybe a little bit more power, but like, I'm glad to see him like thriving at all and having a pretty good major league career. I think it's about time for him to freaking sign already, because what are these teams doing?
I don't know if it's some case of just asking for too much money. And in fairness, I do think that there would be some concerns with him. It's not like he smashes the ball all that hard. He did have a really big fall off in the second half, but for me,
he should ask for all the money in the world. Dang it.
This just the good, yeah, exactly. Just the good vibes.
Give it to him.
The fact that I think he's one of those guys, and I might write about this for Just Baseball, actually, just why he hasn't been signed yet, and just maybe it's this interesting idea where this guy kind of has a two kind of halves of his career. One which is kind of a injury riddled, maybe bad situation, just didn't go well situation that starts off poor. Then he's like, looks like he's going to be out of the league. He looks like he's going to be, you know, the next. I'm blanking on his name that threw a pitch for the first time last year. He was a top, like, the number one pick in, like, 2011. I forgot his name.
I thought you were talking about Matt Bush.
No, not Matt Bush.
Which, whose story is similar. Yeah.
But he did that this year. And then Profar comes to the A's, and he has, you know, an okay season. He hits for power. Then he kind of, you know, falls off a little. Then he comes to the Padres, right, in that trade. They bring him over. And he kind of has some of his best moments and best time here. And after all of that, despite the last time, like the first time I heard Jerickson Profar, it was like the first Avengers movie hadn't even come out yet, right? Despite all that, he's turning 30. And I think that's his biggest selling point, is teams have to look at it and say, is what he did with the Padres just the first of many? Is it just the first step of him transitioning into a new type of player? Or is it just that he's not very good and it's not worth paying for that? Because I think both sides of this coin make a lot of sense, but I'm really curious to see where he signs. And if he does come back to the Padres, I will enjoy seeing his smile and the good vibes.
Dude, sure. He has one of the best smiles in all of baseball. He always has. For those who weren't watching him when he came up as a 19-year-old, like, and he homered on his first plate appearance. It was a game where Ian Kinsler had gotten hurt, so the Rangers had him, and he was dominating in Double A. He was 19 years old. They call him up on a road trip to Cleveland. First at bat of his major league career, hits a home run down the right field line. is just beautiful, amazing moment. I like just started following prospects, and I was just like, oh my god, they're all gonna be like this. It's gonna be so amazing. He's gonna be the next big thing. It's gonna be so great. And then just no. Things went off the handle. I mean, his last year in Texas, he did really well. He was playing a lot of everywhere. He was basically super utility at that point in 2018, kind of a wish-washy club. He had his career high in OPS of 793, 20 home runs, 35 doubles, and on base in the 330s, like slugs in the 450s. Like, he had a really good year, and the Rangers traded him at, like, well, not the peak of his value, because like when he first came up, there were talks about him being traded for Giancarlo Stanton. Like that's the kind of prospect he was in 2012, Giancarlo Stanton, like before he won the MVP and hit like 56 home runs or whatever in a season. Like he was that kind of a guy. And so the Rangers have already done wrong by me and not filling that left field hole with Joseph Nicholas Gallo, and the least they could do is fill that hole with Jurgen Profar. Bring one of my other prospect sons home. And if not, it'll be fine. But like, I want something to happen. I want him to go somewhere good and somewhere he'll be loved and appreciated and theoretically can win.
Now, right? You know, it should happen any day now.
It really should.
He's still just hanging out, available.
I love that, like, Scott Boras has time for Jurgen and Profar now. It's like, yep, he's like, hey, guys, I know you signed all those other guys. All right, Scott, let's get my deal done.
He was busy dealing with Correa for, like, 4 weeks, right? Like, maybe that's why it didn't happen. He had to, like, renegotiate 8 different times, so that's probably why.
And now Jurgen's like, yeah, I can get a hold of you, man. Everybody's gone. There was this this Japanese pitcher that signed with the Oakland A's for, like, $3 million, who Boras was at his press conference. So
it's like,
I'm sure Jerkson's hitting up his line like every day, like, all right, Scott, what's going on,
it's,
man?
It's like a Jerry Maguire when like Tom Cruise is trying to reach out to all of his elite level talents, and then he only has one guy left that he has to now go to.
This is Jerkson Profar.
Yeah, there you go.
Except he's actually great. I love him so much.
Show me the money!
I'm honestly so glad that he's just like been able to rebuild his career after the hot mess it was. And hopefully it's in Texas. Honestly, like, just go somewhere nice. Go get a big, secure your bag, and go kick some butt, because I'm very much looking forward to it. But yeah, I think
the Padres and the Rangers win the offseason.
Yes, because I was having that fight last year. I think the Rangers did one of the hardest things. Like, the Mets went from, like, I don't know if the Mets, how much better the Mets got, like, which is feels weird to say with all they did. If they added Correa, then obviously they got a lot better, but I don't think they got like that much better. But the Rangers went from, like, I think team that like probably should have been about 500 last year, if not for some weird breaks and some mismanagement, whatever. But like, they added Bochy, I think that's gonna be great. And they like literally, like, their whole thing was like, all right, we need to add like 3 pitchers, and they added 17, and they also added the best one on the freaking market. And so I don't know. And the Padres, they added a piece they didn't need but makes them so much better. So like, yeah, that is. And I think they're the favorite, they're my favorites now in the NL West. Like, I really think they could win it there, and that would be amazing, and I'd be very, very happy for you if they did that.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I think that's all I got, if that's all you got, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, it's been an off season, you know, it's been really long. Excited for the World Baseball Classic and whatnot. Excited to see where Jurickson Profar goes. But
I wish that happened in everyone, like, in January, because this time is so dead.
I know, right? I just want to remind everyone, stop making fun of the Rangers. We don't know. There might be some random Jake Cronenworth-esque type of guy that they've got in their farm, and say, who the heck is on your team? Like a Leotis Tavares or a Brad Miller. Those guys that
don't say Brad Miller. No, Josh Young's going to have a good season, no, I think, to be
I'm saying player. Maybe those guys, you know, a player like that gets hurt, or they trade them or whatever, and then up comes this guy who all of a sudden is going to be a really helpful asset. And then it's like, oh my God, now you're getting the bench and all that. Now all of a sudden you're quickly becoming a contender because you spent on all these superstar players like your DeGrom, like your Marcus Semien, like your Corey Seager. I kind of like Brock Burke. I think the bullpen might be a little bit better. You brought in my boy, Bruce Bochy.
A man after my own heart. Brock Burke.
And then you have what's his face, John Gray, if he can stay healthy, right? Martin Perez.
They have a lot of guys. 80%
of what he was last year. I think the Rangers are gonna be fine.
Yeah, I think they will too. And I wish that
whoop your butt, but maybe we won't. I'm gonna feel bad about it. I still got love for our boy Bruce Bochy. I gotta show some love to the guy.
You gotta show some love to the former Padres great of all these Rangers that
I totally forgot they did that.
I know.
Totally forgot they brought him in. Damn.
Ugh, if only y'all had re-signed former Rangers great Jorge Alfaro after his amazing Dominican League performance. But you know, it'll be fine. You got former Rangers great Yu Darvish there, and maybe a reunion with former Rangers great Jerks and Profar, and a lot of fun. Team spending money and not afraid to see where it goes. Javi, where can the fine folks listening to Locked On Rangers find you and all of your great work?
You can check me out on Twitter at Javipeno, JAVIIPENO. Sometimes I tweet dumb things on there that aren't baseball, though. So if you want to check out at @LO_Padres, check that out, too. Locked On Padres on YouTube. Check out Just Baseball. That is where my snazzy, sick, super dope shirt is from. That's basically it. Everybody tune in. Everybody tune in. We're going to be talking about pitching soon.
Ooh, exciting. Locked On Padres listeners can find me on Twitter at Bryce Patrick. You can find the show at Locked On Rangers. We got the regular one without any underscores. Suck it, New York Rangers. Or you can find my work. Just go subscribe to your local newspaper. If it's the Dallas Morning News, then great. If it's not, then great. Support local journalism. And listen to Locked On Padres and Locked On Rangers for all of your baseball podcasting needs. And for your second listen of the day, go check out Locked On MLB Prospects. Host Lindsey Crosby, as we said earlier, is a prospect encyclopedia, and he was going deep on the MLB stars of tomorrow. It's free and available wherever you get your podcast. Thank you all so much for listening and subscribing, and until next time, don't forget to enjoy baseball.